tuned in to Crippler Radio, broadcast to the world at www.chrisbenoit.com and at www.liveaudiowrestling.com. This is your weekly audio check-in with WWF superstar Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit, how you doing this week?
Good. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Hey, saw you in the ring there with the big man, The Rock, on Monday night. It's got to be a good feeling to get in there with the top mix.
Yeah, it's always a good feeling. You know, that's one of the things with the WWF. There's a lot more opportunities to get in there with the guys that are considered to be above you. I mean, they really mix it up there.
Mm-hmm. That's your second time in a main event with The Rock, is that true?
Yes, it is.
How'd you feel about this match?
Good, good. I always look forward to getting in there with top guys of the company. I find it's a good opportunity to prove yourself, not only to the fans, but to the company.
Yeah, how was the crowd there live for that match?
They were good. They were good. A lot of the other matches said that they were pretty hard. I thought that they were into it. And I was a little concerned going into the match that there wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. You know, I was, when they announced that you guys were going to be doing a submissions match and they started going submissions heavy in the WWF, I was a little skeptical because I don't know that WWF fans have been educated to understand submissions. You know what I'm going for?
Yeah, I don't think they have either, judging by the past. But, I think by the way you put the match together, you certainly can do it. And I think it's something that would be really different for WWF fans, because mm-hmm. I don't think they've ever been educated to submission wrestling.
No, they like the big power moves and the big power finishers.
No, if you got a couple of submission holds over really strong, I think it'd add a different dimension to the to everyone actually in the company.
I think the last big submission finisher that was over in the WWF was Bret Hart's sharpshooter.
Yeah, it was, most definitely.
Speaking of submission matches, you got to be looking forward to your submission match against Chris Jericho at the Judgment Day pay-per-view tomorrow.
Yeah, it's another match that I've really been thinking about, spending a lot of time putting different holds together on. It's definitely a match where you can have some time, it being a pay-per-view first of all, and second mm-hmm. of all, trying to keep the fans into it and keep it a submission match.
Yeah, how do you prepare for a kind of match like that?
I guess just by past knowledge and past matches that you've seen. Like, I've seen so many different matches over in Japan when I was over there, submission style matches and that. And I don't think you'd be able to put one of them matches on and keep the crowd into it here. But you just take certain parts and bits and pieces out of each match and, mm-hmm. and try to incorporate them with the American psychology and hope for the best.
So are we going to see some submissions out of you that we haven't seen since your dojo days in Japan?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I've got a couple of things in mind that I'm really looking forward to trying out and, live by the sword, die by the sword. So.
Right. Whose idea was this match?
I guess it wasn't planned. It wasn't no long-term plan. I guess Chris and I had a TV match or something and traded a couple of our submissions off, and the people really got behind it, and they just ran with the ball from there.
Mm-hmm. How much influence does Pat Patterson have in this match?
Quite a bit. I'd imagine Vince is the final. Vince is always the horse's head, but it seems Pat's involved in a lot of the main event and semi-main events, so. I'd say he's got quite a bit of say. He won't be there this Sunday, however, but mm-hmm. I'd imagine he's got quite a bit of interest in the match.
No, he's a good guy to have in your corner. Your submission finisher, the Crippler Crossface. First of all, where did you learn that?
From Dean Malenko.
While you guys were in Japan?
No, actually, it was when we came over to WCW. They were talking about, I was using the diving headbutt and the dragon mm-hmm. suplex, and Terry Taylor had asked me to find a submission submission hold, and I went to Dean Malenko, who probably is the best submission wrestler I know, mm-hmm. that I'm closest with, and he came up with the crossface for me.
Pound for pound, is Dean maybe the toughest guy you've ever met in pro wrestling?
I don't know about having ever met. I'd say, most knowledgeable, one of the most knowledgeable wrestlers. Without a doubt.
I mean, considering his size, he can really do some damage to someone his own.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Very very knowledgeable in submission wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done a submission match before?
No, never.
So this is going to be the first?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a monumental affair then at Judgment Day. Hey, I understand you and Jarrett were originally going to do a three-match program at the sold-out pay-per-view last year in January. Wasn't one of them a submission match?
Yeah, I believe it was a dungeon rules only match or something, and we were going to take the ropes off, and it was basically going to be mat wrestling.
Oh, is there any chance you're going to take the ropes down for Judgment Day?
I don't believe so. I don't, but that'd be an interesting twist.
You wouldn't be able to do any rope breaks. It would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
The main event, Judgment Day, the Iron Man match. We haven't seen one of these in the World Wrestling Federation since Bret and Shawn. Triple H is going to have to bump like heck to get this one over. What did you think when you heard they're doing an Iron Man match?
That's definitely got to be one of the most demanding matches of all matches, including you look at all the hardcore stuff and that, but you just got to be in outstanding shape to be able to go in there and put in an hour and keep the people behind you for a whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely definitely the biggest challenge, I'd say, the Rock's ever faced, and one of the biggest probably Triple H's ever faced.
It's a gutsy move doing an hour, especially considering people are educated to 7, maybe 10 minute matches on television at the very longest.
Most definitely, when you compare the, you think of an hour match on a pay-per-view and you compare it to any of the Raw or SmackDown shows, and the longest match there is maybe 11 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. What's the longest match you've ever been involved in, Chris?
I believe I've done an hour matches before, like in tag matches in Calgary. I think I've done like 45 minutes in Mexico before with Filano 3, I believe.
Right. And in Japan?
Probably half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of Japan, the New Japan Super Junior Tournament gets underway this weekend. You were there a few times. What's the tournament all about, and what are your memories of it?
Basically what the concept of it was, they would take all the top junior heavyweights from different parts of the world and bring them all together for a tournament. At the time I was going, we'd have Finlay from Europe and Nico Casas and a lot of the different Mexican wrestlers and myself from Canada, and they'd bring guys from the States, and it was a good learning, great learning experience at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they've got coming this year. Seems like most of the younger talented junior heavyweights are either working for either the big companies, but I'm sure they'll put together a hell of a card.
Yeah, the only Mexican they're bringing in is Dr. Wagner Jr. Kid Romeo's coming from WCW, but mainly it's like Otani, Kenemoto, Minoru Tanaka's coming in from another promotion, but mainly it's all the Japanese guys.
Yeah,
I understand Kidman and Hoovy were originally supposed to go. That would have been quite an experience for, especially a guy like Kidman.
Yeah, I think it would have been great for both of them. Unfortunately, they're wrapped up in different programs right now in WCW, but I think it would have been a tremendous experience for both of them.
Does any one particular match from the tournament stand out from your experience?
Probably the one with Sasuke.
Right.
Yeah, most definitely.
Would you consider that your favorite match of all time?
Out of the tournaments, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've debated this question back and forth with a number of different people. Let's take a guy, for example, like Shinjiro Otani. Great worker, some consider him the best in the world today. Outstanding charisma, but can't speak English to do a promo. Do you think, given his outstanding work rate and natural charisma, he could get over in North America?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, if you market him right, it's all about marketing. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's about marketing, and it's about finding his niche and exploiting it. You look at Vince, who I think is the master of marketing, and I really believe that he could, if he puts his mind to it, he could exploit anyone's talent and get them over.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding the right character and the right persona for him.
Chris, you're coming back home soon. WWF will be in Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver in a couple weeks. Do you get the chance to visit family when you're up here, or is it just go, go, go?
Well, no, I'll more than likely have the chance to visit family, but usually when you're on the road, it's pretty chaotic and pretty hectic, and just getting psyched up and thinking about the match from the time you wake up in the morning and getting to the gym and tanning and eating properly and getting to the building, it kills most of your day.
Mm-hmm. We got to take off. Chris, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without express written consent of Chris Benoit and live audio wrestling is strictly prohibited.